Well, I'm calling you from Camp One, Rosa, Canada. Above 16,000 feet, there's a beautiful sunset about to happen here. Still warm with the sun striking us at this high altitude. Chris, Danny, Mac, Jason, and Scott, and our Bolivian staff arrived up here mid-afternoon, no problem, our second carry up here. Maria cooked one of her fantastic mountain meals. Chris remembers well what a great cook in the mountain Maria is. And the weather looks great, folks, so we're really optimistic now that we've reached our first camp above Plaza de Mulas. Of course, it was a very emotional situation saying goodbye to Woody and Mathis today, but I got the good news from talking to Layla at the Berg Adventures office that they were at the Hyatt Hotel and checked in before I even made it all the way to Camp One today. We're really happy for them, their accomplishments on the mountain. We miss them. And here we go. The team's going to try to continue. I'm really proud of this group. We've now spent a total of 8 days with our acclimatization, about 2 days at about 9,000 feet, 2 days at 11,000 feet, and 4 nights at Plaza de Mulas, over 14,000 feet. That's how the body adapts, sleeping and taking your time as your body adapts to higher altitude. And we've got the biggest mountain in the Western Hemisphere, biggest mountain in the Southern Hemisphere, highest mountain in the world outside the Himalayas above us. So big challenge, but we've got a team I know that's up for it, and I'm really happy to be up here with these guys tonight. It's a beautiful evening in the Andes.